Hello and welcome to Campus Connection for this Wednesday, January 22nd, 2014. And Burns, Monday, the nation observed Martin Luther King Day, and at Oklahoma State University, there's a big MLK event planned for tonight.
There is indeed, Kelly, and we're very excited about it. It is an annual celebration of the life of Martin Luther King and all of his accomplishments, and we're, as you say, we'll do it again tonight. We're going to have a banquet and a community-wide event, which is organized by one of our history graduate students, Evan Woodson, who is, you may recall, a TEDx O-State speaker last year. We're going to receive video clips, hear great music, a variety of speakers, including my good friend and colleague Ken Smith, the president of Langston University, and local Stillwater pastors. Of course, Dr. King was one of our nation's most influential leaders. It would be hard to point to many that have accomplished more. His biography is wonderful. I've been amazed at the talent that King had in organizational skills. It was just remarkable. And there's an interesting sidelight in his life. Because when he was just 24 years old, he came to Calvary Baptist Church in Oklahoma City, 1953, to preach, and it was in view of receiving a call to be the church's pastor. But unfortunately, he was so young, so fresh out of seminary, that he didn't get the job. But God and history could have really changed things in that regard. He later came back and preached in 1960. At Oklahoma City's Calvary Baptist Church at a freedom rally that drew a crowd of 1,500 people. So most people know all the major events, including the March on Washington and I Have a Dream speech, but really the accomplishments and what's happened in the area of civil rights since Dr. King is really remarkable, and much of which is attributable to him.
And Burns, after a lot of hard work, the OSU Museum of Art is officially pulling back the curtain.
It really is. It finally is. We've, as you know, been remodeling the old post office downtown, a great WPA 1930s era building with all of the beautiful palladium windows and great space. OSU has never really had an art museum, and yet we've been collecting art since before 1930. So the initial exhibit is going to be Sharing the Journey, Building the Oklahoma State Museum of Art Collection. It'll run through May 24th. You will see works of masters, including Picasso, for example. It's really the first time we've been able to display these wonderful pieces of art, and so we're now delighted to share that work with not only the OSU community, but the entire Stillwater community in the state of Oklahoma. You'll see, as they say in the art world, genres from across a number of emphasis: American modernism, African art, design, ancient Mediterranean world. It will be really a wonderful resource and asset for our state and for this university and for Stillwater. And Museum Art Director Vicki Berry and her staff have just done a great job getting this gym in downtown Stillwater ready for opening, and so I hope everybody will come. They'll be pleased to know that admission is free of charge.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.